Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Allen, and today we're going to talk about, do you compete with your spouse or significant other? Which is the title of this week's A Dad's Point of View column. We're also going to talk about the news. There's too much going on to ignore, so I'm going to rant a little about what's going on in D.C., and I'm going to ask our political talk guest, Sherilyn Lebon, what she thinks about what's going on. You can find my columns at over 100 newspapers and websites worldwide, or just go to BruceAllen.com, hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. You'll get a drop-down menu with all sorts of wonderful options. I hope you will follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Allen, and that you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page, which is only 5 likes away from 5,000. I can't seem to get that last 5. It's so frustrating. You can also stay in the loop, sign up, and receive my weekly newsletter. My weekly newsletter on the homepage at BruceAllen.com. You will get only a weekly update, and I don't stutter in my newsletters. But you will not get put on any spam lists. So it's helps me to get the information out, helps you to get what I hope is useful information, and it doesn't flood your inbox with junk, which a lot of lists do. Today we have our new regular lineup of Sherilyn Lebon for political talk, followed by Pastor Drew Sams for spiritual rap, and then Dr. Jennifer Weberman for therapy talk. I don't know whether to call these segments rap or talk, so I keep on varying them. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad the Pool Man. And tonight at Dad Chat, we are celebrating about video, how we preserve our family videos. And we're sharing a great new free app for your iPhone. In time, it'll be available for other phones. And we're giving away 4 very cool prizes. So those of you listening live or listening on the download today on Thursday, May 16th, please join us. Dad Chat is there every week, and we are now getting really cool sponsors. Last week, we had Samsung. I believe coming up soon, Energizer is sponsoring, and I'm going to give away big packs of batteries and other kind of cool stuff, maybe chargers as well. So Dad Chat is becoming the tweet chat on Twitter, and it is, without a doubt, the parent chat on Twitter. We get hundreds of participants now from all over the world. And it's a really great community, and it's a 24/7 community. The new I'm Not That Dad vlog is another in my B-vlog series where I read from my new book, The Empty Nest Road Trip Blues, and this time it's Chapter 7. You can find my book at Amazon, the iBook Store, Nook, and easily at the BruceAllen.com where you can get the PDF for a whopping $2.79 or any of those e-reader versions for another 20 cents, and you'd have to splurge for $2.99. You do realize that the cost of that ebook is less than your average coffee at Starbucks. So I would suggest purchasing it, and if you don't like it, I will give you your money back. You know, the topic is competing with our spouse, and we will definitely get into it, but what's going on in Washington is really unbelievable. And I guess where I really got struck was when John Stewart this week, who gave Obama $1 million in donations, went on a rant about what's been going on in the administration. He was making fun of Obama as aggressively as I've ever seen him do it. And I don't watch a whole lot of John Stewart, but we know he's been a big supporter, of course, as most of Hollywood is, and most of the mainstream media. But finally, the proliferation of one after another of these scandals has gotten many of his most ardent supporters to at least wake up. The Benghazi scandal, when it took place 8-9 months ago, pre the election, I thought this is like the worst thing I could imagine any president could do. And the way in which he was able to dodge it and Hillary Clinton was so shocking. And I was convinced it would be the end of Obama at that time, but they were able to dodge it. Thankfully, the truth is coming out. The irony is Susan Rice, who went on and lied about the cause of the attacks on Benghazi as being a part of this video nonsense, is now up for some promotion. And the man who was the whistleblower, I think his name is Stephen Hicks, was demoted because he dared to question the truth and the truth of the facts that were being misled to the American public. So we finally got to hear him speak the truth, and he is definitely a brave American, and I hope he will be reinstated, promoted, and those that demoted him properly chastised. So it is pretty amazing what's going on, and I really urge you to go on YouTube, find the John Stewart piece, to have someone like him and now the rest of the mainstream media finally wake up to what's going on in Washington and report the news honestly, is a very much needed breath of fresh air after 5-6 years of drinking the Kool-Aid of believing that Obama and his administration were the second coming. Anyway, I don't usually get that heated up or talk about politics, but this time I cannot avoid it. Let's do a life lesson quickly before we go to break. Are we ready? You got to action. I'm Bruce Allen, and this is A Dad's Point of View. How to Stay Cool to Your Kids, Part 2. Staying cool to your kids is largely impossible, but there are a few things you can do to help. Don't ever say, "When I was your age." Change your wardrobe once a decade. You know, Mom and Dad, especially Dad, those jeans from the 70s, time to go. If they like Lady Gaga, you like Lady Gaga. Try. I know it's hard. Try to listen, and maybe even you might like some of your kids' music. Here's a hard one for you. Stay up past 9 p.m. When you go to bed early all the time, your kids just think of you as old farts. Stay up a little later. If you need some coffee, take some coffee. Last one here is kiss in front of the kids. Mom and Dad, show some affection. They need to see it. It's good. Be passionate in front of the kids. I'm Bruce Allen. Find me at BruceAllen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Allen, that's one of you.
Well, are you cool to your kids? I know I'm cool to one of my kids and not so cool to the other. My older son has just come back from college, and it's really fun to have him back. And he and his friends think I'm cool. My younger son still thinks I'm a doofus, but maybe there's progress to be made someday. Now that he's got his own car, he doesn't have to put up with me singing in the car or any of the funny things that I tend to do that just embarrass the heck out of him. But I suppose that's the job of a parent. We're going to talk some politics with Sherrilyn Laban right after these messages. It is time for a break, so stay tuned for Political Talk with Sherrilyn Laban.